Section 4. Make a plan to manage your fear. Without a plan or a roadmap to follow, chances are you'll be going in circles. So you'll want to listen to this section once all the way through, then go back and listen again, armed with pen and paper, so that you can make notes about your individual plan for success. First, you need to define success for you. For each of us, success will be a little bit different. Make sure that you make attainable and realistic goals. In other words, if I decide one of my goals is to be a gold medal winner in the Olympics, that's probably neither attainable nor realistic for me at this point in my life. A realistic goal for me might be to compete in a walk-trot class in a local schooling show in the next year, or to ride in the arena at a walk and trot and be relaxed, comfortable, and in control. Pretty soon I'll reach that goal, and I'll need to reassess my goals and set my sights higher. Make sure that you set both short-term and long-term goals, and we're going to focus mostly on the short-term goals. An example of a long-term goal might be to be able to ride out on a trail with a small group of friends at a walk and trot and enjoy the ride. A short-term goal might be to first just get comfortable and in control at a walk in the arena. The next short-term goal might be to get comfortable and in control at a trot in the arena. Then I might set a goal to go out on a trail with my riding instructor just at a walk. That's an example of setting small, short-term goals to achieve a bigger goal. We're going to take very small steps towards our long-term goal. And reassess your goals regularly to make sure that they're still in line with what you want to accomplish. The next step in making a plan to manage your fear is for you to define your comfort zone around horses. You need to learn to distinguish between where you're comfortable around horses and where you're not. Find the exact moment in your daily horse routine that your fear begins. For example, let's say I come down to the barn and I'm feeling pretty good. I go into my horse's stall, catch him, bring him out to the hitching rail, tie him up, still feeling pretty good. I go in, get my grooming tools, come out, groom my horse, feeling okay. Pick up his feet, clean him out, no problems. But when I go to the tack room to get my saddle off the rack, all of a sudden the butterflies start. Now I have just left my comfort zone. By defining your comfort zone and knowing the exact areas that you're comfortable with and the exact moment when you leave the comfort zone, then you can stay within your comfort zone for as long as it takes until you're ready to accept some small challenges. Begin by taking small ventures outside of your comfort zone. For example, I come down to the barn, get my horse out, groom him, clean his feet. And when I'm really bored with that routine, I'm going to go ahead and go to the tack room, get my saddle out, put it on, fasten it up, then take it off and put it away. And I'm going to keep doing that step until I can come down to the barn, get my horse out, groom him, clean his feet, and saddle him without any butterflies in my stomach. Now I've expanded my comfort zone. The next step is to take my horse to the arena and lunge him. Now I can come down to the barn, get my horse out, groom him, clean his feet out, saddle him, take him to the arena and lunge him, and I still have no butterflies in my stomach. Gradually, by taking these small steps outside your comfort zone, you're going to expand your comfort zone into a larger and larger area. Remember to always return to your comfort zone as needed, and to drop below your comfort zone anytime you need a boost in confidence. Take small steps. First, I saddled my horse, and I did that routinely until I was comfortable with it. Then I took him to the arena and lunged him, and I did that day after day until I was comfortable with that. Perhaps my next step was to get on, get off, put the horse away. Maybe my next step would be to walk the horse one time around the arena, get off, put him away. By taking these small challenges outside your comfort zone and always returning back to your comfort zone, you're going to gradually expand your comfort zone into an area you're more comfortable with. Remember to celebrate every success along the way. Every time you expand that comfort zone, you need to acknowledge it and share it with someone and make a big deal out of it. There's no time frame in expanding your comfort zone. Take as long as you need. If you take a year to get up on your horse, so what? Who cares? Nobody's in a hurry. So take as long as you need and don't let anyone else pressure you. When you're ready, you'll do it. Make a plan to manage your fear. First, define success for you. Then set short-term and long-term goals. Then set about to define your comfort zone around horses. And take small challenges when you're ready and gradually expand that comfort zone. Periodically, you'll have to go back and reassess your goals and reassess your plan, because as you achieve success, your goals are going to change. With all these tools for building confidence at your disposal and a concrete plan to follow, soon you'll be back in the driver's seat and in total control of your fear. There's no question that you can do this. Hundreds of people have. You know, fear is just an emotion. It's just another four-letter word. With practice, we can learn to control this emotion, just like we can control any other emotion. There is a book called Ride with Confidence, written by myself and four other authors, that contains a lot of useful information on managing fear and dealing with your fear around horses. You can order this book at my website, which is juliegoodnight.com. So one more time, let's take a look at the things that you can do to control your fear of horses. Follow these four important steps to find freedom from fear. Step number one, physical. Check your health and fitness, check your stress level, improve your horsemanship ability, and learn to control your breathing. Step two, emotional. Learn to intellectualize your fear and know the origins of your fear and where it's coming from, the effects it has on your body and on your horse, and have an objective awareness of that emotion. Develop acting skills. Remember, fake it until you make it. And have a support group around you to share your successes and failures. The third step is the mental. Learn to control the thoughts in your mind. Always have a positive outlook and a positive stream of thought going through your mind. Play an internal video of a favorite rider that you have and keep your eyes focused and alert, taking in information in the environment. The fourth step is a spiritual one. Make sure that you have purpose in what you're doing, because purpose leads to courage. Make sure you have faith in the positive outcome and know in your heart of hearts that this is going to work out just fine. Have persistence in what you do. Don't give up easily. Keep at it and at it until you get it right. And finally, make sure there's fun and passion in what you do. You know, you didn't really get into this sport to create more stress in your life. If it's not fun, don't do it. Make it fun and make sure that you nurture the passion that you have that got you into this horse thing to begin with. Follow these four steps in order and review them as needed. Make sure you make a plan to manage your fear and you update it regularly. Review your plan and this audio program regularly, and you will find success.